When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on in, everybody. It is December the 5th, a Thursday edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Getting ready for Thursday night football. Green Bay Packers at Detroit Lions. A big matchup. 11-1 Lions taking on the 9-3 Packers. Hoping for a good one tonight. Seems like it's going to be an entertaining one. I hate to bet against Detroit at home, but I like the way that the pack has been playing lately. I expect a tight one in this matchup. I don't know which way I'm leaning in this match. I'm curious to see if Charlie's got this in our pick eight segment.
No. Here's the deal, Steve. If you want to bet on a game and you ain't sure, you best keep your money in your pocket. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm just even talking straight up.
You can bet on that too if you want to. You can come over here and place that line bet and just pick the team that you think will win.
Right,
you ain't
going
to win a lot of money out of it.
And the Lions just a 3-point favorite tonight, so it's
that didn't surprise. That's almost home field advantage.
Exactly.
That's how you got the three out of it.
But definitely impressed with, obviously, both teams. Man, you look at the injuries that Lions defense has faced this year, but they've still been chugging along.
You lose Aiden Hutchinson, and then now you lost Anzalone.
Right.
They've taken – that's two pretty good shots, and yet it keeps rolling along because their offense is so potent. They can run the football, but then you got all those elements in the passing game. And early in the season, they didn't get Sam Laporta, their second-year tight end, heavily involved. Now you see Laporta getting more and more of the targets from Jared Goff, and man, they are tough out. They are really, really difficult out when you got to play them because they can hit you so many ways offensively. And, you know, the Packers now, I think they are a totally different offense with Josh Jacobs at running back. That was a great pickup for them. Nothing against Aaron Jones because he's done a great job with the Vikings. Josh Jacobs is a difference maker with the Packers. And you got all these young cat receivers, too. Man, every one of them, man, they in the first year of their deals, and the two young tight ends. Love is going to make it click there. He got paid.
Oh, yeah.
Now we'll see how many of them receivers get paid out of it. But
you mentioned with Josh Jacobs, too, people were talking about, oh, nobody wants to pay running backs. And look what Josh Jacobs,
Derrick Henry,
Saquon Barkley.
Okay, and Aaron Jones.
There you go,
and
right.
The Vikings paid him.
Exactly.
So I think in bringing it up to Scott, I think he's agreeing with me here that you are going to see more and more of the power sets and get a fullback and run the football. If you're going to be smaller on defense at linebacker, man, I'm going to run the ball at you and say, okay, I'll see just how tough you are. I'm going to run it and run it and run it. And I do know one thing. I think there's a stat with the Ravens. If Derrick Henry gets 24 or more carries, you know, they win in 75 to 80% of those games. Look at the games they lose. It's because Henry don't have all them touches. Right. You know, you don't feel like tackling him in the fourth quarter. You know, you're trying to get out of his way that he might run you over. Or, you know, it's a lot of Ole moves, a lot of them with Derrick.
You look at this Lions team tonight, too, talking about running backs with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. That's a heck of a 1-2 punch that the Lions have right there. It just seems to go hand-in-hand with that whole mentality that you know, Dan Campbell presents of wanting to punch in the mouth, bite your kneecaps off, whatever it is, they're ready to grind out a game against you.
Yeah, Montgomery's going to give you the power. Dan had always talked about that he was looking for a back that could give him the dimensions that Alvin Kamara could, and that's what Jahmyr Gibbs does.
Yeah.
As a receiver coming out of the backfield, as a guy that can cut the corner and hit the big play as a halfback. And so they have their version of Thunder and Lightning with Montgomery and Gibbs. And again, tonight watch how they use Laporta, because that he's a nightmare mismatch downfield for anybody. I don't care if it's a linebacker or a safety. You got some difficulties going up against him, and they got him rolling lately.
We are taking a break. When we get back, we're going to get into some college football talk with Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. You can give us a text or phone call, 504-260-1870, in the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino.
Yeah, I'd have messed that one up myself.
Oh, I caught myself right there.
I'd have messed that one up
taking
myself.
Taking a break. We will be right back at the Treasure Chest right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports College Football Writer. Ross, I know it was a crazy day yesterday. Hope you are doing well. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Ross, kind of signing day has changed throughout the years. Man, we used to have the Big Bash. I think I've seen you there when it was in Baton Rouge. And, you know, that was in February. And now it being a deal moved to December. Do you think we'll see a time that they will have an early signing period? I'm talking about maybe in the summer. Because I know there was some talk amongst the coaches that they would be open to that. Do you think that may occur sometime in the future?
I do. I do think we'll probably see signing day change to off of this time frame. You know, it used to be the early signing day was mid to late December, and they moved it up now. To kind of make it easier for coaches before the portal opens, for coaches to set their kind of roster for their high school players before the portal opens next week, and so that was the reason it moved up. But unfortunately, it moved into like the busiest coaching cycle time there is, with all these head coaching openings, you know, open, and you know, teams preparing for playoffs and conference championship games. So I think what we will eventually see down the line years from now, probably, but who knows, maybe it could be next year, the year before, year after. It could be sooner than I think, but things usually move slow in college football. But we may see a signing day in August, Mike, or maybe even in July, before the season. That way you get your roster a little more set, and then all those players have the ability, of course, to get out if the head coach leaves, to get out of their contract. And all these contracts are changing too, right? No more national letter of intent. Now it's kind of revenue sharing agreements that the schools will sign with the athletes, along with their tuition type of agreements, the financial aid agreements. But I do think eventually we will see a shift up and a move in signing day. But you're right, signing day does not feel like the old signing day. It hasn't in a while.
Oh, it's going to be a big day. I think that transfer day, man, we're going to cover that like we do national signing day, right? One day in the future. I'm just saying, because now that's going to be a huge day. Look at the North Carolina job opening up. How coveted, in your opinion, is that job? Man, we hear Bill Belichick. Come on. Bill Belichick, he couldn't draft anybody. Now you want him to run a college team and start recruiting 18, 19-year-olds?
Go to living rooms and start recruiting, right.
Now, again, I think that's all his agent putting that out so some NFL team will bite on that. That's just a kind of pee and shell game with it. But how coveted would you put that North Carolina job?
Well, I think it certainly is the most coveted open right now, and it may be the most coveted job that opens this year. We're supposed to probably have a little slower cycle, especially at the power conference level. There are only four jobs open right now. I think this time last year there were probably 12 to 15 So I don't expect very many this year unless some crazy, you know, domino effect happens, which always is possible if the NFL comes and gets coaches. So it is. It's and there's a guy down there, right? Maybe working in uptown New Orleans that probably is getting some interest from North Carolina. It's no secret, and I think he is definitely you know, one of the guys in the mix. You know, the Mike, the Bill Belichick thing. I think if Bill Belichick's agent or him call you if you're an athletic director and say, "Hey, Bill wants to interview for this," you'd talk to Bill, you know, even though if you don't plan on hiring a 72-year-old, you still talk to Bill. And I'm guessing that's kind of what happened in that situation. But I don't know that he's a real, you know, serious candidate for the job. But I think the guy down there in New Orleans working at Tulane probably is.
When you look at how this is breaking down and kind of chaotic on what's happened the last few weeks and how it's rearranged what we're going to see in that 12-team playoff, I think we all know down the line it'll be 16, and I think from 16 it'll probably grow from there. You know, I know in your lifetime most likely it may be even as much as 24. But I do think because people say, oh, all this stuff in college football that's happening today or college athletics, it's ruining the sport. Well, how come they have the highest ratings they've ever had, if you or radio-wise and television-wise? If it's ruining it, explain to me how it's ruining it. Not from the financial standpoint of what, you know, because you're getting money off of advertising, all these networks, and that's why they're bidding for it. The 12-team playoff, that's always going to be the debate because there's a 13 and a 14. If you get to 16, there'll be 17, 18 is going to holler about it too. But I think it makes it so entertaining in the month of December.
It does. You know, November, December, even leading up to the playoff, I think it made November incredibly interesting and suspenseful. And I think we'll see some of that in December, certainly too, with actual playoff games. You're right. You know, we there's a lot going on in college athletics, and a lot of people don't agree with it, especially a lot of the NIL stuff and the money going to players. And I tell those people that the power conferences, specifically two of them, the Big Ten and SEC, make upwards of $1.1 billion a year on their TV contracts, and they pay their coaches, some of them, $10 to $12 million a year. You cannot earn that kind of money and pay that kind of money out to coaches and not give athletes some of that. And I know that athletes are well taken care of at many of these schools, right? With dining and tuition and room and board, they get a ton, right? They get somewhere between the value of what they get, somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000. And now on top of that, some of them are getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The whole quarterback's getting million-plus dollars. And that should speak to the market. That's the market, and that's the interest level in college athletics. And the courts have said, you make too much money, you have to split some of that money with the athletes. And that's what we're seeing happening. And although people seem to be raising, certain people are raising hell about it, they keep watching, Mike.
Hey, that's the important thing. The other thing, the wild card in this, Ross, that maybe they didn't quite think of, people who have immense amount of money, generational money. Okay, like Larry Ellison with Oracle or Jimmy Haslam, you know, owning the Browns, but, you know, he's a big Tennessee backer. You know, we've seen people in Michigan with Larry Ellison involved. And then you have Phil Knight in Oregon. My thing is, if I had that kind of money, and then we're talking about multi-billion dollars in money, man, you're not telling, well, I don't want nobody to tell me what to do with my money today. So if I want to give that to a player, that he'll come to the school of my choice, I think some people are haters because it's an 18, 19-year-old getting that money. And they never had that sort of thing happen to them,
right,
or are their children. My thing is, why are you hating on somebody making money? And I would never tell anybody what to do with their money. And so why are you upset with a multi-billionaire giving out money? He can do what he wants with his cash. And I think that's the wild card in all of this NIL stuff, because you know what? I don't have to kick into the kitty. Hey, you can work for me, so to speak. You on the payroll for me, and I can pay you individually. So no matter what type of salary cap gets put in, they're going to have a cat to figure out the rules to get around it.
Well, yeah, the real issue isn't, you know, to me, isn't that players are getting paid and getting money now. It's the system in which they are getting money. And part of that is college, the fault of college athletics and college athletic leaders currently and in mainly from the past as well, former leaders who did not probably act. And look, it's easy for me to say all this, hindsight's 2020, but did not act progressively enough. And so they were forced by the courts system and by state lawmakers through state laws to jump into this NIL type world, and open the door for in kind of an unregulated, booster driven system. And that's what we have. And it's partly because they were not progressive enough early on in the days. And now we're starting to get this settlement coming, right? This lawsuit and this house settlement that will bring a bit more regulation in a kind of a salary cap for each school, but, probably not enough. It still will not be a structure like the NFL, because you're not collectively bargaining, and the players, at least not yet in college, are not employees, right? So until you have some kind of collective bargaining employment system, which I know a lot of people are pushing back on in the college ranks, but that is the only way to get more of a regulated system where you have actual real binding contracts, you limit transfer movement, players get paid a certain level, and you can put some type of regulation and structure around it.
Ross, last question to you. I think we are seeing the awakening of the sleeping giant in college football. Right coach, right time, and he's in a state that got players coming out the kazoo. And that's University of Texas. And, you know, they were sort of, a middle-of-the-road type team. Man, they were happy with 8 wins, maybe an occasional 9. They hadn't really won anything big since Mack Brown was there and Vince Young. And then all of a sudden, Sark comes in because they went through a host of coaches there. And they had a lot of money funneled into that system because of the oil and gas industry funneling into University of Texas and also the computer world, which is big in Austin. Now, all of a sudden, man, you got it rolling at University of Texas. And I don't know if they'll win it all this year, but you have woken up the bear, so to speak. And now you may be having to tangle with this for a number of years with a lot of money to spend on players. Their facilities are as good as anybody's other than Oregon. And you're on the big stage now in the SEC.
Yeah, they've kind of got it all, right? It's all coming together for them under Sark. He's done a great job there, right? 5 years his first, or five wins his first year, 8 wins. Last year they won 12 games, and now here they sit 11-1 and playing for the SEC championship in their first year in the league. So it's a place that's booming. I spent a lot of time down there over the last year. Went to their big party when they joined the SEC back on July 1 when they officially joined, and went to cover a couple games down there this year and last year. And look, it's a hot city. As hot, Austin is as hot as any city in the country. It's just booming, and they have a lot of money down there, Mike, and they have a lot of history, and it's set up to be very much this era's Alabama.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they may be the new Alabama, more so than Georgia. I think it may swing toward University of Texas.
Yep. Well, would agree.
Appreciate your time always, Ross. You can check out his great work at Yahoo Sports. Appreciate it. Have a good one, and enjoy the weekend of conference championship games.
Thank you, Ross.
All right, guys. See y'all.
That's Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports college football writer. We'll take a break when we get back. Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Get into more of LSU right after this on WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, how you been doing, man? Survived after yesterday's wild ride, I'm sure.
Man, Blake ain't had nothing to do over the last couple weeks. He ain't nothing to do.
My fingers hurt, Mike. My fingers hurt, guys. You know, I've been typing so much, I don't know really what to do right now. This guy's committed. This guy's signed. My, you know, hey, are we going to land DJ Pickett? Oh, no, Corey Raymond, what's happening? Oh, wait, he signed. It was a really eventful day.
Bet it was. And we were talking about this with Ross Dellinger, how it's changed throughout the years. And we had the Bayou Bash in that February time frame and go there. And, man, waiting for faxes to come in. So they announced.
Everyone's like, what's a fax now?
Yeah, fax now. You got to explain that fax machine situation. But now it's so totally changed. And I told this to Ross. I think one day, you know what's going to be a really huge event? It'll be the first day of transfer portal opening up.
I wonder if LSU lands some of these DBs and wide receivers, Mike, if they don't pop a $1,000 bottle of champagne at supper club, you know, because they need them. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's definitely been a really big change. But, you know, Mike, what's crazy, too, you know, like just how quickly this has happened. You know, I remember – you know, talking to people way back in the day and then just being that, you know, Coach O would, you know, walk around the facility saying, "Hold that tiger," you know, and they had a big day. And then now, you know, Brian Kelly's, I guess, call for plea, Mike, yesterday in reference to what it's now become. So it's really crazy. I just try to stay out of money. Is the kid coming? Where is he going? And we go from there, you know.
Blake, talking about that, and I said this on the show yesterday, I remember Brian Kelly's press conference on that Saturday after the season, and you came on with me to Monday. And my thing is, you can't build a team just off high school players. You and I talked about it. There's no way you can do it today. You're not going to be able to keep up. You got to look at the transfer portal for at least a third of your roster because all this changeover. I mean, what I heard yesterday, that was a different story than what I heard 2 years ago and last year, sort of a same, play the violin. Now he's totally flipped on that. I'm glad he has. But I think you and I, we talked about this the first time he made those comments. That was not reality. You had to get into the new world where money is king and you're going to have to sell them more than that name on the jersey or that brand.
No doubt, Mike. And I remember you know, a part of that conversation we talked about, don't be shy because Denver Harris didn't pan out, right? Like, don't be gun shy that, oh, well, you know, this it didn't go well for us last time. You don't have the Florida State effect. You have to do both. Mike, what is happening in recruiting? Go look at anyone in the country who's in the playoff, other than like the SMUs and Indianas of the world, okay? What do all of them have in common? Since 2020, their top eight guys stick, meaning the top eight guys that they evaluated stick. They are role players at minimum for them at a high level. Go look at Oregon. Go look at Ohio State. Even Bama's strong core, the whole offensive line, the quarterback, one of the running backs. I mean, Mike, your top guys have to stick because 40 to 50% of your roster is going to be gone in 2 years. Now, I think the number right now is like 42% after 2 years is going to be on the roster. I would love to see it now, Mike, because look at the 2023 class for LSU. Look, it's destroyed. So what do we know about that? Eight guys are probably going to stay on that roster from the 2 years ago class. Mike, they got to go hit it. Look at the depth that's not there now that you couldn't develop. Let's look at just defense alone. Mike, you need safeties. You need probably a slot and a boundary corner because you're not going to just start a true freshman and hope everything pans out. Maybe you do. I don't know. Hopefully Stingley. Mike, they need D-line help. Who's going to rush the edge? I mean, when they play in the bowl game, who's your edge rusher? Because I doubt Swinson is in the bowl game. I doubt that there's a situation where Savion Jones, he may play. I don't know. But, Mike, who are you going to have? Kalaj Cobbins? With all due respect to Kalaj Cobbins, I think he's going to develop into a nice player. But that's the point that I go to. So now every single position group, Mike, right now, I can make the argument that they got to go get dudes. I'm not talking about, you know, this kid that came from Tomato Can State. They got to go get dudes. And, Mike, how do you get dudes? Well, they learned out in the spring. They backed out multiple times. They said Brian Kelly in his press conference even stated, we didn't want to go above the cap. Well, yesterday you asked for money. There's a lot of people showing you on social media, all right, here you go. Now, Mike, whatever they're doing, it's going to be helping because we haven't been doing this. Mike, I went on radio at Ohio State 2 weeks ago, Ohio State Radio. Three of their commercials are from the collective, three. And I was on a, 20-minute show. So it just goes on to show this is the new way of the world. You got to go in the portal, Mike, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. Last thing I'd say on this, the number one team in the country, let's look at what their offense looks like at the current moment, Mike. They got a quarterback from the portal. They got two of their wide receivers are from the portal. Best wide receivers are from the portal. Both of their tackles are from the portal. Oh, you want to go D-line? Well, we can do that too. So, Mike, every single body is not only recruiting from within, but they're establishing through the portal through great guys that are difference makers, and you got to do that in today's world or you're going to get left behind.
Two players I have you comment about. One is, man, I hear a lot about it, Jacoby Matthews. Your thoughts?
Yep.
Is he a guy that LSU would target? Man, they need safety help really bad. No matter what they signed yesterday, they need veteran safety help. Is Matthews a guy you think that they target?
I think he is, I don't know if they targeted Mike, but I would say that conversations at minimum will be had. And not only will be had, Mike, I mean, the kids, you know, I'll leave this here, but he's not very far from them to find. So I think that, Mike, at minimum, those conversations are going to be had. And I think if the stars align and they make the final, you know, okay on it, I do think Jacoby Matthews would be in Baton Rouge, maybe on the other side of the Baton Rouge, but nevertheless, he'll still be there.
Nick Anderson, he was a freshman All-American wide receiver at Oklahoma. This year he dealt with a ton of injuries and really didn't play much at all. And I saw today he threw his name into the transfer portal. He's a 6'3" receiver who can run like hell. I mean, he got some speed out there. Would that be a type receiver LSU would take a look at? Because now you lose Shelton Sampson today, who did nothing. For 2 years, he ain't caught one pass. He was one of the most highly recruited players in the state of Louisiana that year. Nick Anderson has got some skins on the wall as a freshman at Oklahoma. He'd have 2 years of eligibility, really three, to be honest with you. Would he be in the mix or somebody like him, a bigger receiver? Because I think you got to get a big receiver type here in this lineup.
Yeah, Mike, he's definitely got to be. I mean, they got to put their name in the hat. They don't have a choice, right? So, I mean, Nick Anderson being in there, like you mentioned, 6'4", they need a big body. I mean, Mike, you're going to see why they need size in the bowl game. I mean, there's not going to be anybody there. But I do think, Mike, that he is somebody that they will go after and target. The other is going to be the Kentucky wide receiver, Barrion Brown, who is very, very fast and has been electric. Mike, I think that that might be an area that they go. Now, he's not a small kid, but he's not a bruising-type kid that can catch anything over the middle either. So I do think Nick Anderson will get in that fold. But, Mike, I do think that there are some other kids, like the Hudson kid from Texas Tech, that they've really looked at too. So I'm not sure specifically their order or anything like that, but I know that Barrion Brown is going to definitely get a look, and I think Hudson will as well along with Anderson. I just don't know what they think in that room that they need, obviously, or where they want to go. But I have a pretty good idea that those are the three that they're going after.
Edge rusher, to me, comes into play here. You're going to have to get you a couple of them. You lost Savion. Yep. And then, you know, Braden Swenson, he had an unbelievable year. Give him a lot of credit. Man, I bet a lot of money that he wouldn't have done that this year. And he came through for you. This team has to go out and get two edge rushers.
Mike, I mean, they do. I don't know where they are. I mean, it's early, but, I mean, they got to. I don't know where they would go and get it. I mean, unless – I don't know. I don't know where they go there. I'm going to be real with it because I don't know. You're going to have to really evaluate some lower level talent too, Mike, that has been productive, and try to bring in here. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, Mike. There might be some edge guys that hit, but you know, just some. I have a bad feeling about that position. I do think, Mike, more in the interior, it's going to be a big thing, but I don't know. I mean, you need interior help. I just don't know. You know, that guy on the exterior of the D line is going to be very, very highly pursued. Mike, I don't know what they're going to do there. I think they'll get in the wars with them, but I don't know. I feel really bad on that one right now.
Yeah, the other thing, Blake, and we'll leave you go after this, is what I see less and less of at all of these camps: defensive ends, pass rush, outside linebackers. You know where they are? They're playing tight end. Look at all the tight ends now that are coming out of the college ranks to hit the NFL like we've never seen before. You know why? When I talk to those guys, Mr. Mike, I don't play on defense. I'm a receiver. I'll play tight end. They don't want to play on defense. That is one area that is really lacking numbers-wise, and I think we're starting to see it.
Mike, as my daddy would say, girls love touchdowns. They don't dig sacks.
I got you.
Blake, awesome stuff as always. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much and have a good one.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah, have a good one.
Founder and CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network, Blake Ruffino. You can check out all his work there. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino and coming back right after this on WWL. Want to remind everyone, tis the season for giving. Join WWL tomorrow for the final day of Light Up the Season Radiothon for Children's Hospital New Orleans. How lucky are we to have a world-class hospital that provides the best care possible for children right now in our own backyard. They help so many kids and families. We just need them the most. Now's the time to give back. Knowing every dollar stays here at home for quality care, equipment, and research. Help us help kids. Join Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, Dave Cohen, Scoot, and Ian Hoke for the Radiothon for Children's Hospital New Orleans, presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation tomorrow. That's starting 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. because giving feels awesome. Coming up next hour, we'll get a little inside info on the New York Giants with reporter Ryan Novinsky right after this. So stay tuned after the news break on WWL.